It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and it's so good to have you joining me on this Friday edition of Fresh Oil. This week, we've been talking about the midnight moments in our life, the midnight breakthroughs, where God comes through when it's the darkest moment, when it seems like it's impossible in the natural, and then we wait on God's perfect time, and He comes through for us. Today, on this edition of Fresh Oil to close out the week, I want to talk about the power of God's perfect timing. So many times in Scripture, we see that God had people wait. They waited through their midnight moment until it was just the right time. So many times, even the children of Israel, when they were in Babylon in captivity, God waited until 70 years were complete because God had told them they were going to be there for 70 years, and He waited until it was perfect timing. We learned when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, it was after they had spent 430 years there. God knew from the very beginning how long they would be there. And God has a countdown clock on the midnight moment you're facing today, my friend. God's timing is unlike ours. Midnight symbolizes how He often moves when we least expect it, when it's so dark in our life. Abraham and Sarah, you know how long they waited for Isaac, the promised son? 25 years from the promise to the pacifier. Do you know how long Joseph waited for his dream to be fulfilled? About 22 years from the time he had the dream until the time he was working for Pharaoh as Zaphnath-Paneah, the savior of the world. How about David? He waited 15 years from the oil till the crown. From the time Samuel anointed him until the time David became king of Israel, it took 15 years. You know, even Jesus waited until the fullness of time to bring about salvation to this earth. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 said, "But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons." You see, your midnight is not the end. It's the beginning of something new. God specializes in showing up about midnight when all hope seems lost. He's setting the stage for your breakthrough. Whether you're waiting on a healing, a deliverance, provision, or just direction from God, trust that God is working even in your darkness. Let's be a people who praise God at midnight like Paul and Silas did, knowing that His power can shake the very foundations of our struggle. Are you waiting for your midnight miracle today, friend? Hold on, because God is about to move and give you a breakthrough. Let's talk today about God's perfect timing. Solomon, in his wisdom, told us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, "To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven." Have you ever prayed for something and felt like God was just taking too long? Have you ever been in a situation where you thought, "God, why haven't you answered yet?" I've been there. Waiting on God can be one of the most challenging aspects of our Christian walk. But here's the truth, my friend. God is never late. He's always right on time. Even when things seem delayed, God's plan is unfolding exactly as He intends. We live in a fast-paced world where we expect instant results. We want microwave miracles. But God doesn't operate on human schedules. He operates in His divine, perfect timing. One of my favorite verses, and it really became my verse that I clung to during the year-long battle that I struggled with my health. It was Isaiah 40:31. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint." Today we're going to explore three key truths about God's timing. The first is this: God's timing is not our timing. He is God, and we're not. Secondly, God's delays are not denials. Just because it hasn't happened yet does not mean it's not going to. And thirdly, God's timing is always for our good and His glory. There's a reason behind the delay. And as we look at this today, we're going to look at some biblical examples and some practical steps to help us to just trust God's perfect timing. Let's look at the first aspect. God's timing is not our timing. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, God says this: "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You see, God has the entire picture of our lives from the beginning to the end. We only see a small part, but He sees all of it. I'm reminded of the example in Scripture of Abraham and Sarah. God promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. I have no doubt in my mind Abraham thought it would occur in about 9 months, but it took much longer, my friend. Years passed, and still no child came. Sarah became so impatient that she took matters in her own hands by giving her servant Hagar to Abraham. And this resulted in the birth of Ishmael and created a lot of problems in our life. You see, friend, when we try to get ahead of God, when we try to make our timing His timing, we end up producing an Ishmael in our life. And it causes a lot of problems and a lot of difficulties. This was not God's plan, Ishmael. God had promised a son through Sarah, not a surrogate. And at 100 years old, Abraham and Sarah finally had their son, Isaac. Go figure, 100 years old, when it was impossible in the natural, God made it possible through the Spirit. See, when we try to rush God, we often create unnecessary problems in our life because of our impatience. Trusting God's timing means we surrender control. Have you ever tried to eat an apple off a tree before it was ready and ripe? It is really hard. It's not good. It's sour. It's too hard to even eat. That's what happens when we try to pick the fruit before God has His perfect timing and it develops. You see, waiting on God doesn't mean doing nothing. It means we are preparing and we're trusting God, waiting for His perfect time. Can you imagine looking at a single piece of a puzzle? It makes no sense by itself. But when you see the whole picture, you realize it fits perfectly. God sees the entire picture of your life today, and He is placing each piece at just the right time. Secondly, God's delays are not His denials. Somebody needs to hear that today. You think because it's taken so long, God has denied your request, and that's not the case, friend. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 says this: "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." You see, when God doesn't answer right away, we often think He has said no, but sometimes God is not saying no. He's just saying not yet. Most of us as parents, we have gone through this with our own children, where they want their timing on something and you make them wait. If it was up to the children, every day would be Christmas, but we make them wait until December 25th for a good reason. And then there's the biblical example of Lazarus. It's found in the Bible in John chapter 11. Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus that their brother Lazarus was sick. Instead of rushing to heal him, Jesus delayed his arrival. Now Lazarus died, and Mary and Martha were heartbroken. But Jesus wasn't late. He was right on time to perform an even greater miracle than healing. You see, God was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, proving that he had the power over even death. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, proving that God's delays often lead to something even greater than we expected. See, friend, when God makes you wait, it's because he's preparing something better for you. Delays test our faith and they develop our character. What seems like a setback is actually a setup for something even greater. I heard recently of a guy that lost his job unexpectedly, and he applied everywhere. He went to interviews, he prayed, and months passed with no job offer. He became discouraged, and he began to question God, thinking that God had forgotten him. And then one day he received a call from a company he had interviewed with 6 months earlier, and they told him, "We had hired someone else, but the position just reopened, and we felt you were the right person for this." See, not only did he get the job, but the salary was higher than his previous job. Had he gotten a job sooner, he would have settled for less than God's best. My friend, if you're in a waiting season, don't lose hope. God's delay is often his protection and his preparation for you. Hold on, because your miracle is on its way. And then finally today, the third point, God's timing is always for our good, and it's for his glory. I love Romans 8:28. It's such a great verse. Everyone needs to memorize this verse. It says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." My friend, God's timing isn't just about you. It's about his bigger plan. For this last point, I'm reminded of Joseph in the Bible. I did a study one time, a character study on Joseph, and it was an amazing study to realize how many times this character Joseph paralleled Jesus Christ. You see, for Joseph, instead of immediate success, he faced betrayal by his brothers. They sold him into slavery. He faced false accusations and imprisonment when Potiphar's wife falsely accused him and Joseph was thrown in prison. And then he faced years of waiting and suffering. And it was 13 years later that Joseph was finally promoted to second in command in all of Egypt. And he saved many from famine, including his own family. See, later Joseph told his brothers in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20, he said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." My friend, you're waiting season. You're in a training season. God's preparing you for something even greater than you can see. The delay is because he's aligning things for your future. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace, because God loves you, my friend, with an everlasting love.
We are excited to announce the release of Keith's new book entitled This Is My Story. Available now on Amazon.com for only $9.95 in paperback or $14.95 for hardcover. You can also order the ebook for your Kindle. This book is filled with stories telling the defining moments in Keith's life and career. In this book, Keith takes you on a journey from his early days as a gospel singer touring in CCM music to a pivotal moment when he faced a serious health challenge, as told in a chapter entitled, God Don't Waste Pain. Through his experiences, you will be inspired and challenged to embrace the story God has uniquely planned for your life. Order today on Amazon.com. Just search Keith Manley, This Is My Story.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.